U.S. forces have advanced within 10 miles of Baghdad's southern limits. NPR's John Burnett is in central Iraq with the 1st Marine Division, which is about 35 miles from Baghdad. He spoke this morning with NPR's Christopher Joyce.
There's an electricity in the troops now, and there's clearly a sense that the pace is quickening as this division closes in on Baghdad. We crossed the Tigris River with virtually no resistance this morning. I'm traveling with the 11th Artillery Regiment, and they're very glad because they all want to get home, and the sooner they get to Baghdad, the sooner they can finish this.
John, as you get closer to the city, can you describe what the terrain is like? What are you seeing?
Well, compared to southern Iraq, you really get a sense now that we're truly in the Fertile Crescent. There are marshes everywhere. There are wheat fields. We're seeing a lot of enemy prisoners of war seated in small groups encircled by concertina wire with a lot of Marines guarding them. We're seeing a lot of civilians walking on the highway south from Baghdad. And there's growing concern about the heat that's now spiking. Just a few moments ago, they had a gas alert, and everyone went into what's called MOP Level 4, which is completely encased in these protective, almost rubber suits, and just the sweat pouring off here in the midday of the desert, you can imagine. So luckily, it was a drill.
We've heard stories of Iraqi troops that are actually leaving their boots behind because they're trying to melt into the population. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Well, we've seen groups of men who look like they would be the age of soldiers walking with white flags south from Baghdad, carrying some belongings with them, almost like hobos, and appear to me to be troops who wanting to surrender, looking like they have absolutely no fight left in them.
How about the civilians? How are they greeting the Marines as they move northward?
Interestingly, the civilians have become noticeably more friendly just today. And as this unit closes in on Baghdad, you can see people waving now, sitting in front of their houses, squatting on their haunches, whole villages turning out along the roadway. There's much warmer reception than I've seen since when the whole operation started.
Given the minimal resistance that you're seeing, do the U.S. officers believe that maybe the Iraqi troops are regrouping back in Baghdad?
The buzz around the battalion is whether Saddam has a card up his sleeve. Everyone has been surprised that the resistance has been so light. And I can tell you that on the 35 miles that this unit covered this morning on the way to Baghdad, I saw about a half dozen smoldering blown-up things. Several artillery units, a few trucks and a tanker, maybe a dozen military pieces in all, which, you know, is nothing compared to the Republican Guard divisions. So, you know, there's really a question of, does he have something more in store? The Marines have been sending a great number of Cobra helicopter gunships forward. We hear them crossing over our heads all day long, hitting targets up ahead of this convoy. Right now, I'm looking northward, and maybe 5 miles in the distance, there are two very large columns of black inky smoke. But clearly, they were targets hit by the Cobras, and the Cobras are hovering around up ahead. I can see almost like mosquitoes over a marsh.
NPR's John Burnett speaking with NPR's Christopher Joyce.